My name is Morolake Odetoyinbo. I live in Lagos, Nigeria. I work primarily as an HIV treatment educator. I'm an advocate and I guess you can call me an activist. Let me tell you the way I see these conferences, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I was in Barcelona, I was in Thailand. The first conference I attended, Barcelona, for me was what jump-started me disclosing my status. I walked into the PWA lounge and I saw people from all over the world openly living with HIV. It was the first time I came into contact with the concepts like positive and not ashamed. It was the first time I saw people living with HIV demanding their rights. For me, it was totally empowering. Did I learn one thing from any of those scientific workshops? I didn't learn one thing. And that's the truth. For me, I don't know about other people, I didn't learn anything. But I left Barcelona thoroughly challenged. And that was the year I openly disclosed my status. And I said, enough of this rubbish. The AIDS conference was in July. I left my husband in August, a month after. And by September, October, I was already in the papers talking about HIV. I was fired. I was gingered. I just had to move because I could see that things were happening. That was what Barcelona did. Thailand, for me, was giving back. Because Thailand, I was running around like a mad woman. And I couldn't believe that just 2 years ago, I was attending the very first conference, looking at people living with HIV like demigods and wondering, what kind of human beings are these? This is a rare species of people. Then 2 years later, I found myself in Thailand doing skills building workshops and press conferences. And Thailand for me was amazing. The same question again, did I get anything from the scientific workshop? No. Maybe it's my level, but for me as a community person, as an activist, as an advocate, those conferences hasn't added much value to the work that I do on the ground. It doesn't add value to the work I do on the ground. The way I see people go there to go and exhibit what they believe that they have done, you know, and you go do showcase best practices, blah, blah. So fine, it's best practice when you get to Toronto, but is it best practice at home? The people at home, do they feel the impact of this thing?